geeks, and welcome to another episode of Fantastic Geeks.
And where to find them?
I'm Brizzy Voices.
And I'm Tessa Netting, and for today's episode, in honor of Thanksgiving, we're going to be sorting food. That's right, food.
Sorting food. These are dairy products. These are vegetables.
We're working at the grocery store.
We're sorting them into Hogwarts houses.
Yes.
But first, let's look at this week's Ravenclaw riddle, our Harry Potter question of the week.
It's very relevant.
Wow.
It comes from Jess, who says, "Hi, Tessa and Brizzy. My name is Jess, and I'm in Hufflepuff. My Ravenclaw riddle is, what food would you assign to each house?"
Wow.
So it's like, this will kick it off, you know, before we start sorting. What's like the
first? This is the reverse.
Yeah, this is the reverse. What kind of food do we like think of when we think of certain houses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. This reminds me of how the Super Carlin brothers chose breakfast foods for each house.
That's right. Oh, my God. What'd they say? Like Hufflepuff or like
stack
pancakes?
Stack of pancakes. Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that for Hufflepuff. I'm like thinking of Hufflepuff because like, when I think of food, I think of Hufflepuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
I feel like Hufflepuff would be...
lots of carbs.
Maybe like, yeah, carbs. I was thinking like maybe like chicken soup, like comforting.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Mama, because I just think of like moms when I think of Hufflepuffs.
I think something baked though.
Yeah. Oh, what's that baked soup thing? Chicken pot pie. It's like soup in a... in a crust.
I kind of want it to be a dessert, though.
Oh, you want dessert? Know. You thinking dessert?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be like a pie. Some sort of pie.
I think some sort of cake.
Oh, you're thinking cake.
Yeah, or like the cake, the pudding that Aunt Petunia made. Something like that.
Oh, so like a decorative dessert. All right, yeah. I feel that. What about Gryffindor?
Oh, boy. Hot Cheetos.
Flamin' hot.
Flamin' hot Cheetos.
I mean, I was thinking like pizza, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
guess yeah, pizza makes sense too.
Just like pizza party.
Yeah, like something like classic.
Right.
But like.
And delicious.
Bro-y.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, let's get pizza. Never can't go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe pizza with Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top.
Yeah, definitely.
That's Gryffindor. Ravenclaw.
Oh, man.
Something
Ravenclaw.
Complex or complicated.
I kind of want, like, something with chopsticks, you know?
I got it.
What?
A fortune cookie.
Oh.
Wisdom on the inside? That's literally...
Sure.
I mean, it's a food. There's wisdom inside of it.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Because fortune cookies are like fooey.
I mean, I think a lot of Ravenclaws are fooey. I don't think a lot of them are actually wise. They think that they're wise. Some are. But
I don't know.
You're thinking something else?
No, yeah, and that's like a dessert. I don't think it's a dessert.
Mm.
I want to say sushi, but I also want to say sushi for Slytherin. So,
I don't know.
Let's talk about Slytherin.
Slytherin.
I kind of love sushi for Slytherin.
Sushi works.
Because, like, it's dangerous, you know? Raw fish could be bad, but it's so good.
I was kind of thinking, like, dark chocolate. Because yeah. It's, like, bitter, but it's, like, so good.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a dessert, but it doesn't, like, taste like mm-hmm. a dessert. Something like that. But I think sushi works, too.
Yeah.
Either one of those.
I feel like sushi is, like, fancy. So I feel like Slytherins would be into it.
Yeah. I don't know what to do for Ravenclaw.
Me neither. What
it's
a weird...
like too complicated.
...world we're in. What's your favorite food?
Stuffed peppers. Really weird. What's your favorite food?
Mac and cheese.
That feels Hufflepuff to me.
That definitely feels like Hufflepuff.
I don't know. maybe we should get back to this. Or
is Ravenclaw's just like an apple? Because you like give an apple to
yeah,
a teacher or
let's
something.
Do that. It's an apple. I mean, there's a lot of different types of apples.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different types of Ravenclaws. You could be Granny Smith. You could be a Red Delicious.
Jesus.
Look at all these apples.
You could be like baked into a dessert.
Yes. This is it. It's okay. Apple.
Apple.
apple. Drapple is quaking.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Jess, for this Ravenclaw riddle. Guys, if you want, just email us at fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com. And if you are a different house, put your different house in the subject line, like Hufflepuff riddles, Slytherin riddle. But yeah, keep sending them. They're really great.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm starving, so this will be perfect.
Well,
there's nothing hidden in your head the Sorting Hat can't see. So try me on, and I will tell you where you ought to be.
It's sorting time. We are going to be sorting food in Hogwarts houses. Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin.
Heck yeah, let's sort some food.
Yeah. Okay, I thought we should start with Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, so those who are in America, Thanksgiving just happened. Thanksgiving is a big holiday in the U.S. because
we like to eat.
We like to pretend to be grateful, and we like an excuse to eat. A lot of food.
And sit on the couch and look at the television.
Yeah.
And be around your family.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a Thanksgiving meal first. So I feel like we should start with the turkey.
The turkey.
The big old turkey.
Dark meat, light meat.
Yeah.
Ooh, Slytherin.
You think turkey Slytherin? I mean, turkey is like relatively healthy, like as opposed to other sort of birds.
Yeah, other kind of meat and stuff.
Turkey made me think of Hufflepuff at first, just because it's just such like a gather around the family type of meal. Like, I only eat turkey when it's fancy and I'm with my family.
Yeah.
But I like the Slytherin turkey.
I kind of like Slytherin, you know?
Yeah.
You could get dark me or light me.
Dark me.
You're going to get a dark, broody, evil Slytherin. You're going to get one of the good ones.
I love it. Okay, let's do Slytherin. Slytherin turkey.
Next is my favorite thing, stuffing.
Oh
my God, I love stuffing so much.
I can't eat stuffing, sadly.
Oh, yeah. I bet gluten-free stuffing exists.
Yeah, but it's bad.
Probably.
That's okay. I like the taters. Yeah. So
I also have to get vegetarian stuffing, but it's still delicious.
Okay, stuffing.
I feel like it's Hufflepuff. I don't know if it's because it rhymes.
Stuff puff.
But it's so carby and just delicious.
Hufflepuffing stuffing.
Yeah.
I feel like Hufflepuffs would make the best stuffing. I feel like Ravenclaws would overthink it. They'd try to make like a healthy version of stuffing. It wouldn't be good. No. They'd make the gluten-free version that didn't taste good.
Yep.
And Gryffindors are like, I don't have time for this. Like, just, you know, I'll enjoy it, but I don't want to make it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think Hufflepuffing stuffing is canon.
Yay.
Yay. Next, we have mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
A classic. Honestly, one of the most classic food ever. Mashed potatoes? I don't know. It just seems so yummy and delicious. This one's kind of hard.
It is kind of hard because, like, you could do a lot of things with it.
Right.
You could have it by itself or you could have special stuff on it.
Could be more complicated for sure. But in the end, it is just smashing potatoes.
I feel like
potato smash.
It feels like comfort food, so I say Hufflepuff.
I say Gryffindor.
Okay, because classic.
I think that the stuffing is more Hufflepuff, but the mashed potatoes are more Gryffindor.
Is it because you're thinking of a food fight and people always throw mashed potatoes in food fights?
Actually, yes, that's exactly why. Yes. Nailed it. Yeah, and it just seems like something a Gryffindor would like, oh, I have to go, like, gotta go on the Quidditch field. Let me just, like, eat this, like, mashed potatoes real fast. Yeah. I feel like Gryffindors would love mashed potatoes.
I don't know. It's just mashed potatoes give me mad Gryffindor energy.
Interesting.
I feel like anything could be Hufflepuff, so we got to be careful. Any food could fall into that Hufflepuff.
I know, that's my problem. Category. For sure. But I'm not going to say Hufflepuff for everything. Just watch me. But I really think.
Watch me.
I really think that mashed potatoes is such a comfort food. So I still say Hufflepuff, but we can disagree.
All right. We'll disagree. We agree to disagree. What about that gravy, though?
What about that gravy?
It's in a boat.
Oh, man. The fact that it's in a boat, I always think of like fancy gravy boats for some, like a silver gravy boat, which makes me want to say Slytherin, but I don't know.
Yeah. It is just like brown mush, though. I don't know. Yeah. I was never a fan of gravy. I never really liked the gravy, so I don't know. Don't really have that many feelings about gravy. I can see Slytherin.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of feelings either.
I feel like Ravenclaws wouldn't be crazy about gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Gryffindors could like gravy. I feel like Hufflepuffs could like gravy. I feel like Slytherins could like gravy. I don't know why I don't think Ravenclaws. Maybe because I don't like gravy. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't like it. All Ravenclaws don't like gravy. I don't know. The boat idea. Let's go with Slytherin.
Okay.
Also because like it seems like it wouldn't be Slytherin, you know? Like gravy, it seems like it's just kind of put on. Oh, and you have it with turkey. Slytherin, oh, Gryffindor.
But also mashed
together.
Potatoes.
That's true. Either one. That's fine. Turkey and gravy, Slytherin, and then little Gryffindor or Hufflepuff on the side.
Yeah.
As the side dishes.
Okay, great.
Great.
Next is cranberry sauce.
That's Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
It's adding that little bit of sweetness.
It's like, ooh, complex flavor
totally.
To this.
100%.
Like, sweet and salty.
100% Ravenclaw. So many people don't like cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
I love cranberry
like
sauce.
Like pineapple on pizza.
I love pineapple on pizza. But yeah, that's the Ravenclaw.
It's so
moment.
Ravenclaw to be like, let's do a weird thing and put fruit in this.
Totally. Right there with you. That's definitely the Ravenclaw of the plate.
Yeah, Ravenclaw. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes.
Huh.
You made this list and you're like, oh.
Well, I didn't think about it. I just wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't know how this compares to mashed potatoes.
Oh, it's so different. Because like they add like the marshmallows sometimes. You can add like brown sugar to it or you could keep it healthy. Like it can be healthy, but it could be really unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's either Slytherin or Ravenclaw. I'm actually kind of going towards Slytherin.
Ooh.
I feel like if Gryffindor is mashed potatoes, then Slytherin would be the sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
That sort of dynamic between the
Interesting.
Two.
Interesting.
What do you think? What are you feeling?
Yeah, I guess mashed potatoes is kind of like the basic, and then sweet potatoes is like the elevated.
Right. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I think it's Slytherin.
Okay. I'll accept.
Slytherin.
Slytherin.
I also love sweet potatoes, and I love Slytherin.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to stop. Okay. Next, we have green bean casserole. It's another classic Thanksgiving food that I never liked. I can't eat it now, but as a kid, I didn't really like it that much. Healthy, looks healthy, but it's definitely not. It's this little. Did you ever have it growing up? Green bean casserole?
As a
part of Thanksgiving?
It was never like exciting.
Definitely. I don't think it's Gryffindor.
It's like the only way I would eat green beans. It's like definitely my favorite way to eat green beans.
I don't think it's Gryffindor because I don't think it's bold enough.
No.
It's too mush.
Yeah.
I think it's Hufflepuff, honestly.
You think so?
Because I feel like the Hufflepuff's like, you need to eat your vegetables.
Yeah, this is your Hufflepuff trying to make you eat your vegetables. Okay.
I'm going to disguise it.
Yeah, I'm going to disguise it in carbs and sauce. Yeah,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Totally. Next, we have
cornbread.
There's some actually really good gluten-free cornbread.
Ooh, I bet, because it's corn.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's really yummy. So... I mean, I want to say Hufflepuff because it's bread and it's yellow, but
yeah, same. But I also want to say like Ravenclaw, because it's like you used corn and you made bread. That's cool. But I feel like Hufflepuff, because that's like soul food, like right. real comfort food.
I think it's Hufflepuff. Yeah. I think cornbread is puff.
Hufflepuff.
Oh, yum. Okay.
Next is pumpkin pie. Oh, baby.
That's like Thanksgiving on lock.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, I want to say Ravenclaw just because I love it so much, but... No, I don't know.
Ravenclaws would like a more complex pie.
Yeah.
I feel like Gryffindors would want the pumpkin pie, honestly.
Probably. No, Gryffindors want the apple pie. Even though we said Ravenclaws are apples, I feel like Gryffindors want apple pie because True. They're Captain America.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, so if we're thinking in terms of pies, yeah. so then the Gryffindors are the apple pies. Who's the pumpkin?
I don't know.
What pie would Hufflepuff be? I don't know. I can't decide. I don't know where pumpkin pie goes.
Banana cream pie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of those really creamy pies.
Or chocolate pie.
Uh-huh. Then maybe it is Ravenclaw.
Maybe.
Because it's like kind of unique tasting. I don't know. It's really classic.
I don't know.
But it's
I'm
not
pretty
like
torn.
Apple pie. I feel like Slytherins could like pumpkin pie too, though.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
I mean, it could
Ravenclaw
absolutely also be Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Like apple pie and pumpkin pie could be Gryffindor.
Yeah, true. But I like thinking in different different pies. I want to give everyone a pie. Put every pie in a box. Everyone gets their own pie. Apple pies to the Gryffindors. Like, I want, like, Dumbledore to be handing out the pies. And being like, this goes to this. And then even if they like it, they go to another table.
So
let's
difficult.
Just go with... Let's go with Ravenclaw.
Okay.
Because I'm not a big fan of pie, but when I did like pie, I liked pumpkin pie. That was the only pie I liked. And I'm a Ravenclaw, so, and you really like it, and you're a Ravenclaw. So we're being selfish and we're taking pumpkin pie.
Wah-ha-ha-ha.
It's ours, okay?
Our podcast, our pie.
So suck on that. Get your own podcast and get your own pie.
Next one is pecan pie.
How do you say this pie?
That's
pecan,
why.
Pecan. I always said pecan pie. And it's apparently pecan.
Wait, say that again.
Oh, no. It's like pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan. Oh, what?
No.
Everyone always made fun of me for how I said pecan
no,
pie.
Tessa, the thing is, the normal pronunciations are pecan pie and pecan pie, and you're mixing them into pecan.
Well, that's what I thought it was. And then people are giving me all these different pronunciations, so I'm just like, pecan.
Oh my pecan.
What is this pie? Is it nut pie? I don't know.
Can you repeat after me? Pecan.
Pecan.
Yeah.
Pecan.
Yeah, that was it.
Pecan.
You put such emphasis on it. You're like, pecan.
Well, that's whatever. Okay, moving on. What do we think this pie's?
I like house. Pecan pie as Slytherin or Ravenclaw.
Let's make it Slytherin.
Okay.
Because Ravenclaw's
got pumpkin.
We
yeah.
already called that.
I like that.
So.
I don't know. I feel like pecan pie is very, it feels sophisticated.
I feel like Slytherins would be making fun of me because I can't pronounce
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I feel like Ravenclaws or Slytherins would be doing that. So, yes.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Let's move on. Now we're just moving on to just more general food.
Yes.
Just a free-for-all.
Free-for-all.
If you think of any other foods, just shout them out.
Okay.
Along the way. We're going to start with pizza.
Gryffindor.
Totally. But let's think about different toppings.
Oh, We've done this before, I think.
We have?
I think so. With it might pizza? Be. We just did mac and cheese, maybe.
I think we did mac and cheese. Okay, I don't think not we did pizza.
Okay,
yeah.
Pineapple is Ravenclaw.
Yes, yes, yes.
Slytherin, it's anchovy? I don't know.
Maybe?
Olives? Because like, people aren't really into it.
Yes, but some people are really into it.
Yeah.
I feel, yeah.
And olives are in like martinis, so it's very like Slytherin.
Okay, okay. I'm feeling that.
Gross.
Gryffindor is just like pepperoni, meat, just all the meat.
Yeah, all the meat, for sure.
That's like what Joe gets. He always gets like all this meat on his pizza. Yeah. Like, this is gross. Like, how do you even taste? It's just like all meat. Don't get it.
Yeah. And then Hufflepuff, I'm kind of torn between like all the cheeses or all the veggies, you know? Because like herbology, like all the plants.
Oh my God.
Or like cheese, because like comfort cheese, all
a
the cheese.
Plant pizza. What if it just has like a lot of cheese and veggies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do that because okay. I love the herbology pizza.
So it is one of those like all veggie pizzas, but when you pick it up, it's like super stretchy cheese.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure. Yum. That sounds good.
Ice cream.
Huh.
As a whole, that's difficult.
That is.
Now we're getting all these
normal
foods that have categories.
We 100% have to do a whole episode, just different ice cream flavors Hogwarts houses. Because there's so many ice cream flavors. But let's just think like general ice cream, like basic ice cream. Just like the thought of ice cream.
Yeah. That's really hard.
It really is.
I want to say Gryffindor because it's messy and because like you gotta scarf it down so it doesn't melt and get all over the place.
True.
I want to say Ravenclaw because like you gotta do cool science to like freeze this cream and make this ice cream. Like there's cool science to ice cream,
right?
And all these like fun and interesting things you can do with flavors. I want to say Hufflepuff because it's like sweet and fun. I want to say Slytherin because I forget.
Because you can get chocolate dip on there. I don't know. Dark.
You can, yeah, you can get really fancy ice cream.
Yeah.
I did have a better reason for Slytherin, but I can't remember. So I don't think it's Slytherin.
I think it's Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Because,
I feel that.
Like, also, Gryffindor is kind of a melting pot house, and ice cream, it's like, oh, we welcome all flavors.
And it
here.
Melts.
And it melts.
Into a pot.
Into a pot of Gryffindor.
Also, pizza and ice cream is that party.
It is. It is. It's a classic. Ice cream is really like a classic dessert. Yeah. So I feel that. Let's do it.
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Next is tacos.
Oh my God. I'm so hungry.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Did you have breakfast?
I had a little bit. I'm going to have lunch though. Okay. Tacos.
Oh boy.
I'm thinking of like really good tacos. Not Gryffindor.
Not Slytherin.
Not Slytherin. Hmm. It's hard because there's like sophisticated tacos and there's like, you know.
Street tacos.
Yeah, street tacos.
I kind of want to say Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Just because it's like, here's your food. It's great.
I kind of want to say Ravenclaw because it's like, we need this tortilla here to hold everything in it, but you can like carry it around. You can like carry around your meal, which is like,
yeah,
kind of.
Do you think tacos and burritos are in different houses?
Totally.
Mm.
Yeah, 100%. I think burritos. Burritos aren't Ravenclaw. I think tacos are Ravenclaw. I think burritos.
But burritos are even more practical because they're all wrapped up to go.
I guess they are, but they just seem so, like, massive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a Ravenclaw wouldn't, like, put something that big. They'd be like, no, put it into smaller things because it's easier to eat. Like, it's too hard to eat.
No, it is way easier to eat a burrito than a taco.
Oh, I just haven't eaten a burrito in a long
time. Tacos spill all over the place.
Oh, but I love tacos.
And you gotta, like, tilt your head and do a weird thing and...
But burritos seem so big and messy and like...
No, they're all contained.
Maybe I'm thinking of like just Chipotle burritos.
When they overpack it.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's kind of what I had in mind. That's what I was picturing. So you're picturing like a normal burrito.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 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 All right. So you're thinking Ravenclaw's a burrito and Hufflepuff's are tacos?
It's hard.
Is that
I don't
what you're
know.
Feeling?
I'm just trying to think with your logic with the tacos is what I think applies to burritos.
Okay, we can give burritos Ravenclaw. That I get that.
I don't know if that's... I agree with that, though.
What do you think burritos are...
I don't know.
...supposed to be?
Because they are so filling.
I don't think it's Slytherin. I don't think Slytherins would deal with tacos and burritos.
Mm-mm.
It's too... It's, like, way too messy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think Gryffindors, because, like, I don't know. It's...
I don't know. Gryffindors would love Taco Tuesday, man.
Yeah, but they're, like, pizza. I feel like they're the pizza, and I feel like tacos... I feel like tacos and burritos should both go to Ravenclaw, kind of.
Interesting.
Because, I don't know, it's, like, goodness inside of a wrap. And Ravenclaws are like, that's a wrap. Put it in a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Because, like, I don't know, Hufflepuff, I picture the comfort food... So Ravenclaw is like a little more exotic, even though I guess like tacos aren't exotic.
So you think they're in the same house?
Sure. I say Ravenclaw for both.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm saying Gryffindor. Oh, geez. Gryffindor for tacos, Hufflepuff for burritos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like tacos are like, grab it and go is just one little thing, but I'm going to eat 20 of them. And yeah, it's going to spill everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Because Ravenclaw is fajitas.
Yeah.
That's what Ravenclaw
is. Or quesadillas.
No, fajitas. Because okay, you get like the platter, you make your own. It's like complex. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, it's like... keeping it warm, got a little warmer for the things. Yeah. It's like so much. I was like, that's Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
We're thinking about Mexican food.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So, what are you thinking? The Gryffindor is the taco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then burrito is like, keep eating. Here's way too much food. Like the mom who's like, mm-hmm. finish your meal when it's way too much.
Right.
But it's like.
But it's comforting.
Yeah.
Burritos are very comforting. I'd hug a burrito. And I'd hug a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, that's good logic.
Okay, I'm convinced. I'm convinced. Ravenclaws are the fajitas. What are Slytherins for Mexican food? Margaritas. not nachos. That's Gryffindor for sure. Oh, enchiladas, maybe?
Okay. Yeah. Green sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Enchiladas verde.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That's just what we're going with for now.
Okay, cool. And then I do see your logic with the wrap, but I feel like a normal wrap, like a Caesar wrap or something, is right. Very Ravenclaw.
Right. Yeah. I feel.
Yeah.
Next we have donuts.
Donuts.
Wow.
Oh, it's either Gryffindor or Hufflepuff.
I feel like it's Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just having a Hufflepuff feeling for donuts.
I support that.
Because I don't know. Or, okay. What about muffins? Because, like, when I think of, like, okay, what are you eating? It's like you're choosing between a donut and a muffin as, like, on a little platter of breakfast mm-hmm. things that you're taking.
I feel like the muffin is either Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw.
I think muffins are more Ravenclaw.
Yeah. Honestly. Ravenclaw is my immediate instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see the like, ooh, fresh baked, home baked, like Hufflepuffy vibes.
Mm-hmm. But like for donut, Hufflepuff, I think.
Okay. I support that.
Yeah. Puffy donuts. Yum, yum. French toast.
French toast. Oh,
Slytherin.
Yeah.
Slytherin.
Slytherin or Ravenclaw, but I definitely support Slytherin.
I say Slytherin because, I don't know, it's just
it's like, just like, oh, you fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you have good French toast, it's like, it's usually because it's done like in a fancy, beautiful way. They have all this stuff on it and it has like some sugar and some, oh my God, it's so good. So yeah, I say Slytherin.
Yeah. Okay. Support. Fried chicken.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
It's the most puffy ever.
There's kind of Gryffindor in there, but I see Hufflepuff.
It's just because of, like you said, it's like the comfort food. And mm-hmm. Hufflepuffs are just like, they want to feed you and listen to your problems and help you out.
Yes.
So I feel like that's more them.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, wait, all kinds of chicken, though.
Ooh, okay. This is so fun. Guys, I love this. I'm living. Grilled chicken is,
I get Ravenclaw vibes.
Or Slytherin.
Or Slytherin, though. But is there something else that could be either one?
Ooh. What's that chicken that's like fancy? Or like there's also... Okay. Chicken Parmesan. Oh, no. That's very Gryffindor. Oh, no. And then there's chicken cordon bleu. It's this like fancy chicken.
Oh.
It's like this...
That's Slytherin, right?
I feel like that's more Slytherin, yeah.
And then grilled chicken is Ravenclaw?
Yeah, grilled chicken is Ravenclaw. And Slytherin's more like fancy chicken, like that you would get at a really expensive restaurant that tastes really good. And then Hufflepuff is fried chicken. And then, Gryffindor is Parmesan. Did I say that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Great. I love all of these chickens. Look at all of these chickens.
Oh my gosh, look at all of them.
Look at them. That makes so much sense to me. Wow. Chickens making it so simple.
Next up is hot dogs.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog.
I mean, it's also in a bun.
So you're like, oh, it's practical.
Yeah, but it's a hot dog.
Yeah, it's Gryffindor.
Yeah. It's again like, I don't know, take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm Captain America. I like pizza and hot dogs.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm America.
Yeah, America's so Gryffindor.
Totally. Very Gryffindor. Burgers.
Boigas.
Slytherin.
Oh, there's so many places. Like, it could be Gryffindor because it's also very American, but I see the fancy ones that could be
this
Slytherin.
This is the same, like, how Gryffindors and Slytherins are so close, where it's like, you're at a cookout having hot dogs or burgers. Which one do you choose? Like, the Gryffindor side is the hot dog, the Slytherin side is the burger. Because you can make the burger, like, even fancier if you want, but even, like, a simple burger, you still have to put on all the toppings, you gotta, you know, like... It's more complex than you think.
Okay.
So I think that it is Slytherin.
Okay, I support.
Yeah. Woo.
There are definitely like different types of burgers though that go into different houses, but we don't need to get into all that because there's so many different kinds of burgers.
There's a lot of burgers for sure.
Next is waffles.
I'm making waffles.
Do you have pancakes on here too? Should we talk about them at the same time?
Yeah, I do. I have them down there. So yeah, you can.
Okay. So waffles and pancakes. As separate things.
Pancakes is Hufflepuff because that's what the Super Carlin Brothers said and they're always right.
Yeah, I agree. Except for about Toy Story 4.
Well, they're mostly right. They're mostly right, so I trust them to sort pancakes.
Yes, I agree. Waffles is more Ravenclaw because you're like, build little ridges to trap the syrup.
You know, so it doesn't care. It's like, we have a problem. The syrup keeps falling off the surface. Oh, I know how to fix it. Little waffle traps. So smart. Next comes bacon.
It's bacon.
Wow.
Gryffindor.
Yeah. That's like my first thought too.
Yeah.
It's so classic.
Yep.
And it's so good. Just like Gryffindor's.
Yeah. Sushi. As we spoke about, I have my feelings.
Of Slytherin?
Slytherin.
The only other thing I could think of was Ravenclaw.
Totally.
But I see Slytherin more for sushi, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it fits. I feel like Slytherins would get sushi all the time.
Yeah. Next is mac and cheese. It's yellow.
And cheesy. Yeah, it's so Hufflepuff. Is there anything else it could be?
It could be Gryffindor because it's also got that kind of classic American vibe, but not as much. Yeah.
It's like Hufflepuff.
It's Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's comfort food.
It really is. Hufflepuffs have the best food.
They
really do. Next we have salmon.
Salmon.
This is obvious.
Ravenclaw?
Yeah. Brain food.
It's like, oh, it's brain food?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like salmon is like the best food you can have for your brain.
Oh my God. That's why I love it.
Yeah. 100%. Like when Joe was studying, he had like all the salmon. It's like helps you remember. Smart.
I only thought of like blueberries and stuff or like brain food.
No, salmon's definitely a brain food.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love salmon.
Yeah, salmon's pretty yummy.
Perfect.
Woo!
Steak.
Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Oh my gosh. For sure. 100%. And that's also.
There's some Gryffindor in there, you know, but it's the other side of the coin.
It is. It's the other side. It's the Slytherin. Slytherins would make the best steak, and they do, and they appreciate a really, really good steak. And they'd be like, this is how it's done.
But also, a well done steak is Gryffindor.
Okay.
You know, like a basically burnt steak. But like a raw steak is Slytherin.
True.
And then somewhere in the medium is like Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff.
I feel. But ooh, yeah, Slytherin. First steak,
yes.
Okay. Next we have peanut butter.
Ooh.
Wow. This is hard.
It's hard when they're like condiments, basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
And gravy and peanut butter. It's like you put them on such different things.
Exactly.
This could go in sweets. This could go on veggies.
Mm-hmm.
This could go on a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I want to say not Slytherin.
Not Slytherin.
I want to say Gryffindor. For peanut butter.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I feel like Ravenclaw's would be, like, there's different butters, but peanut butter is like the hardcore butter that everyone knows.
And almond butter is so Ravenclaw.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, when you think of all these butters, you think of peanut butter. And a lot of people only know Gryffindor for Harry Potter. So it's like peanut butter is the Gryffindor of butters.
Yeah. Almond butter is Ravenclaw. Cashew butter is Slytherin. And butter is Hufflepuff.
100%. Wow. We nailed that. Those butters were so easy. They just slipped right in. No. Okay.
Or honey butter. Either of those could be Hufflepuff.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, that was amazing. Next we have popcorn.
Popcorn. Ooh.
I kind of want to go with like Hufflepuff because it's like, oh, we're seeing a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming over, watching a movie together. Vibes. Not Gryffindor.
I feel Gryffindor vibes also, though.
Oh, I feel, I mean, maybe like throwing popcorn in your mouth and
stuff. Yeah. But also it feels very classic, you know?
It is. It's very classic. But I feel like it's more like friends, like Hufflepuff get together. Gryffindor would be like, order pizza. Hufflepuff would be like, I have popcorn.
And Hufflepuffs love the tea. You know, like, tell me the drama.
Yeah.
Eating popcorn.
Hufflepuff is popcorn. I don't know. I feel
okay.
It.
I accept.
Great.
Salad. There's so many different types of salad. Salad as a whole. Ravenclaw?
It's Ravenclaw. Slytherins get... Joe gets so annoyed with salad. He hates salad more than anything. He's like, it takes too long to eat. He's like, it's like I'm chewing, I'm bored, I hate it, I hate salads. I hate like how you have to pick it up all the different pieces. Like
that's
I wish
true.
I could blend a salad and drink it.
Yeah.
So it's like I think Ravenclaw's like, I love salads. I'm like, oh, a little bit of this. I get to choose my own adventure throughout the salad.
Mm, I see.
It's
yeah,
great.
My Slytherin comes out there. I'm like very with Joe on that.
I love salads. I think Ravenclaws would enjoy a good salad.
Yeah.
Great.
Good salads, though. Rare, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. I love salad. I don't know why.
I need salads to basically be unhealthy for them to be palatable for
That's
me.
That's like Joe. I'm like, I love salads. Oh, my gosh. Maybe it's because, like, I lived in New York and I ate so much salad that I'm just like, I don't know. Love a good salad.
Spaghetti.
My spaghetti.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Oh, Italian is so Gryffindor. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of different types of pasta.
Yeah, for sure.
But spaghetti does give me Gryffindor vibes.
Because it's red?
I mean, kind of. It has a red sauce. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Spaghetti doesn't feel like Slytherin because I feel like Slytherin is like better than just spaghetti. It'd be like, I don't know, a
carbonara.
Lasagna or something. Yeah. But so maybe spaghetti is just Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Because you can put like meat sauce on it. You can put like meatballs or, you know.
Yeah.
But the others are more complex. Yeah, I guess the lasagna would be the Hufflepuff. The spaghetti would be the Gryffindor.
There's like Alfredo and stuff.
That, I think that's actually Slytherins. I feel like Slytherins would like dig the Alfredo. And then Ravenclaws would be more of like the healthier kind of maybe option. Or just something a little different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. what did you say that Ravenclaw was?
I didn't.
Oh, I thought you were mentioning
I mentioned another. Carbonara earlier.
Yeah.
Like something more complex. Yeah. But
just a little bit more than just spaghetti.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my feel on the pasta side. Next
Gryffindor.
We have, oh yeah, Gryffindor for spaghetti.
Buffalo wings. I mean, they messy.
Yeah, they are.
They messy. They can be spicy.
Mm-hmm. Very spicy. Yeah, bold.
Gryffindor.
Yeah, I'm thinking like hot wings.
They're playing sports on the TV.
Yeah, it's very Gryffindor. Totally. I feel Gryffindor for buffalo wings.
Yeah.
And we have French fries.
French fries.
Yum.
Ooh. Is it just Hufflepuff?
Maybe. I feel like it could even maybe be Slytherin. I feel like Slytherins could enjoy French fries. I don't know. French fries are just giving me a Slytherin vibe for some reason. I don't know why. I guess I'm just thinking of like potatoes. And I'm like, no. I feel like Hufflepuffs would be like a baked potato or something. Whereas like Slytherins would be more like French fries. Because French fries are so different. You can have so many different kinds of French fries.
I don't know. I feel like it's not fancy enough for Slytherins.
What, French fries?
Yeah.
Maybe. So you're thinking what, Gryffindor?
Gryffindor or Hufflepuff? I'm going to go with Hufflepuff.
For French fries?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. I kind of think it's more Gryffindor because I was thinking Slytherin. But if like Slytherin's a little fancier, then maybe Gryffindor could be more French fries. Yeah.
Okay. I see that.
But both work.
Both work.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with Hufflepuff, but Hufflepuff and Gryffindor.
And then last thing I have on here is s'mores.
S'mores.
Yum.
I'm just gonna be selfish. I just want it to be Ravenclaw.
I think it is Ravenclaw, actually, because the Gryffindors are just like roasting the marshmallows, and then the Ravenclaws are like, guys, this could
this
be
is
even
how
better.
You roast the marshmallow. This is how you do, like, here's the right technique and like put it all together, and it's a process, and yeah.
But honestly though, I feel like Slytherins might be like, I know how to make the perfect s'more, whereas like Ravenclaws, I don't know. It's either Ravenclaw or Slytherin with s'mores. Wow.
I like Ravenclaw.
Okay. We can have Ravenclaw. But I think that Slytherins would be very good at making s'mores.
Yeah.
I think Slytherins would be better at making s'mores than Ravenclaws, actually. I think Ravenclaws would get distracted by the fire.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm really good at making a marshmallow the way I like it, but it's not good to anyone else. It's only good to me.
Oh no.
But as like Joe is very good at making a s'more that everyone's like, this is the best s'more I ever had. And I'm like, well, I like my marshmallow better. So I don't know. But yeah, that's fine. Now let's read a comment from Apple Podcasts on iTunes. If you haven't done this yet, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and comment saying whatever you want about us, yourself, your favorite fandom, your Hogwarts house. Maybe just sort some food on there. Whatever you want to do. And every week we're going to read one on the podcast and give someone a shout out.
This one comes from Crazy Liger, who said, amazing. This is amazing. I've recommended to all of my weirdo friends. You guys make my day. I'm a Ravenpuff and you guys are amazing. Wow. Also, I have a question. If you had to say your favorite ship for Harry Potter, what would it be? Sorry, Auntie Dreary. But Dreary is amazing. Wait,
Yeah, she's saying sorry, like people that don't like Dreary, oh, but I love Dreary.
I see. Me too. And you can call me Wolfie Luna.
Wolfie, oh, thank Luna. You, Wolfie Luna. Cute. Yeah, my favorite ship has always been Dreary.
Shocker.
What's your favorite ship, Brizzy?
Ron and Hermione.
Shocker.
The good ship.
The good ship.
One big Happy Weasley family.
It's cute. It's a cute ship. It really is. It's pure.
Yes.
It's very pure. And you know who's amazing? You are, Wolfie
you
Luna.
You are.
You're amazing. You're amazing. And this comment is amazing. And this comment is the cutest thing and really made my day. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Guys, again, if you want to make sure to leave a review and comment on Apple Podcasts, really helps us out and helps people find the podcast. And we really appreciate everyone who's left a comment so far.
And I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this delicious episode of Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them.
You are a fantastic geek.
Goodbye.
Let's get some food.